Philadelphia's police union wins a small battle, part of a larger fight to end the city's practice of releasing names of police officers involved in shootings. More from WHYY's Dana DeFilippo.
Philly's Fraternal Order of Police has been fighting, without success for years, the city's policy of identifying officers who shoot people. Then last Thursday, a small group of Black Lives Matter activists descended on the house of an officer who shot a man in the back in June. They hung wanted posters on telephone poles with Officer Ryan Pownall's picture. They called him a murderer and shouted for justice for David Jones, the man Pownall shot to death during a traffic stop in North Philly. Activists in other parts of the country have taken their protests to the front lawns and sidewalks of cops accused of brutality, but it was the first time it's happened here. And the police union hopes it will be the last. At an emergency hearing Friday, the FOP challenged the city's release of officers' names. City officials agreed to wait 3 days after a police-involved shooting to identify the officer. FOP President John McNesby says it's an issue of safety.
You can't put your law and order people in jeopardy. All right, let the investigation take its course and let's see where it leads before you go out there and you start releasing people's names. Transparency.
But civil rights attorney David Radovsky, a police reformer, says releasing officers' names has not endangered them.
There have been hundreds and hundreds of police-involved shootings over the years. There is simply no history in Philadelphia of any officer being intimidated or assaulted or any other kind of criminal action against an officer simply because that officer's name was released.
It's also a matter of transparency, says attorney Paul Hetznecker, another police reformer.
Police officers are public officers. They serve in a public forum, and their conduct is evaluated publicly.
Hetznecker points out that the Internet has helped expose credibility problems with some officers. Videos of police brutality often conflict with what officers say happened.
If misconduct has been committed, the first step in accountability is releasing the information, including the names of the officers directly involved.
The FOP and the city will face off in court during a full hearing on the issue on September 29th. Until then, both sides are drumming up support. The union is hosting a Back the Blue rally this Thursday night outside its headquarters in the far northeast. And Black Lives Matter activists say they have additional actions planned this week as well. Dana DeFilippo, WHYY News.